Vegetarian and commentator Alice Furlow has a special interest in the crisis that afflicts the meat industry these days. The idea that mad cow disease could possibly make eating burgers go out of style has caused Alice Furlow to pause and consider what would be the cost of total meatlessness to certain cultures, like the culture of the Swiss Alps, for instance.
I became a vegetarian in the 1970s. When I lived in the middle of a herd of cows on a Swiss mountainside. There were 10 cows, huge, calm, velvety creatures, most of them beige-colored. They wore bells, which made the whole mountain sound like a giant Hindu temple, and kept us awake on the nights when the cows dozed under our window. My favorites were Violette, Tulip, and Doris. They moved up and down their meadow, slowly consuming great bouquets of alpine flowers. We learned to listen for a cow's huge heaving breaths, which meant a calf was imminent, so we could telephone the farmer to rush over from the other side of the valley where he lived. A mother cow in difficult labor had a bottle of Swiss plum brandy poured down her throat. But there was cruelty, even in this idyllic scene. The mothers would moan for days when their male calves were taken away to be turned into blanquette de veau. And when Tulip had to be slaughtered because she no longer gave milk, I moaned too, and I stopped eating meat. I wished everyone would stop too. I did consume the milk of Doris and Violette and the others. And we ate the local Gruyere cheese created from the milk of these bovine friends and their neighbors. I didn't want to face the fact that there wouldn't be any milk without the births of the doomed male calves. A heifer doesn't turn into a milkable cow till she's had a calf. There were lots of things I didn't face when I used to dream of a future vegetarian world where farmers would let their cows live out their natural lives in green pastures and cozy barns. It didn't occur to me that as cows died out, the Switzerland I knew would die too. Cows are the keystone of Swiss alpine culture. Without cows, there'd be no Swiss cheese and no Swiss chocolate. And there'd be no clanging October processions down the mountainsides when the cows descend to their winter barns. One year, I made the 4 or 5 hour walk down with a herd from a high summer pasture in the Canton de Vaud. Everybody in the farm family was dressed up like characters in Heidi. The cows, led by an 11-year-old girl in costume, wore extra-large bells around their necks and milking stools festooned with flowers on their heads. In Switzerland, as in many parts of the world, there's so much more to cows than meat. A meatless Switzerland, without peaceful vegetarians like Violette and Doris and Tulip, could soon become a country populated mainly by bankers and skiers eating fondue made of tofu.
Vegetarian Alice Furlow eats her green beans in Truro, Massachusetts.